afternoon, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Hurrafame. But you can call me Slurrafame. And today is Friday, November 4th, 2022. It is about 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about 10:15 a.m. Pacific Time and about 7:15 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. Unlike yesterday, back and forth, folks. Win day, lose day. 1-2 yesterday, the two we lost. They had shots. I mean, what? Miles Sanders scored the first touchdown for the Eagles. We had him to take two. He needed one more. Okay? Put that backup in and put that other guy in. And he took all the touchdown from us. And then we had, Leon Draisaitl. Leon Draisaitl of the Edmonton Oilers to get 2 points. He got one. He had a goal. He had one. You know, we just needed him to get one more point, get an assist or another goal. And, you know, he only had like 4 shots. But he's not the star, so that's a lot of shots for him. That would have got his prop 3.5, shots. But the one we won was we had Justin Verlander to get 6 strikeouts. Got exactly 6. You know, served up that bomb in the first to Schwarber. But I digress. We don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got 3 for you today. 1 college football, 2 NFL, or 2 NBA, rather. Yeah, I was looking at some old podcasts of this show and just, whoo. We've changed a lot. Remember, I used to come out and give you any talk and shout out to people across the world. Doesn't matter if you're in London or Japan or England. Remember that? But anyway, let's get into the action. College, 4 years. Yeah, 4.5 years we've been doing this, folks. College football. Actually, we don't have college football. Yeah, I kind of got scared of it. I got scared of that Connecticut and UMass game. So we just got... No. What the hell happened? Sorry about that, folks. So actually we do have that. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened there. We do have that game. UMass... and UConn, 7 p.m. tonight. Okay, UConn is a 15.5 point favorite. Okay? First of all, UMass's passing game is like on some high school, middle school stuff. It's 48% passes they complete. They're not. I mean, they have to run it. They have to run the ball, and they run about 3.6 yards a carry. And they don't have any defense really to speak up because they give up 4-something a carry. I think it was 4.4. And their pass defense is not as bad as their pass offense, but it's still nothing to write home about. But I think that's mostly because most teams are running on them. You're Massachusetts. Who wants to play football up there? You know, once you go higher up in the country, nobody plays football. You know, East Coast cats, Northeast, they don't play football. You know? I digress. But Connecticut, on the other hand, led by Coach Jim Mora Jr. And remember, we had them on the show a couple times. But yeah, and he beat us. And, you know, and today we're rolling with him. You know, because like you said, he's gonna turn them around because he's a good coach. You know, Connecticut, I mean, it's right there with Massachusetts. You know, like I said, the further you go up the country in the Northeast, you know, the less good football there is. And yeah, Connecticut is south of Massachusetts, so the theory holds. But Connecticut's still a work in progress, but one thing they do have is a good running game, and they run for well over 4 yards a carry. And I think that's enough. UMass is going to fight because they've only won 2 games in the past 2 years, and this is one that they can win. So they're going to fight. And I think that, honestly, I think that 15 and a half is a bit much. So we took it to UMass plus 17, and that's minus 132 odds. So we're going to go UMass plus 17, minus 132 odds. I think they're going to be able to hang in the fight a little bit. Connecticut ain't, no, trust me. And then we've got the NBA. Got the Hornets at the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, the Hornets, I don't know where LaMelo Ball. I should know his name, LaMelo Ball. That's one of my nicknames, Famelo Ball, right? But, he's not there, or he's not back yet and ready to ball. I mean, just they're going to be a little bit of a disappointment this year because of that. However, Ja Morant, you know, he's on his way to stardom if he isn't already, to try to make him the best in the league. You know, LeBron them old. And so guys like Ja Morant are going to step up. But I'm going to tell you right now, Ja Morant, if you can't hit this prop, you're not ready. Just stop. Over 1.5 total threes. He just needs to hit 2 3-pointers. For minus 124 odds. You can't hit 2 3-pointers. You should be able to do that like walking. I mean, sleeping. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to do that while you tell your story walking. 2 threes. You know, you see what happened last night. Chef Curry. He goes 1 of 4 in the first quarter. Then just lights him up the rest of the game. You know, I think he might have went about 7 of 11 for the next 3 quarters? Yeah. I know you like to go to the rack, but you got to get that 3 out of you. You're only 6'3". You're not going to be able to go to the rack real hard like that for about another 2 years. All right? Maybe 3. You know, they don't really foul like they did back in the day. But, yeah, we're going to take Ja Morant over 1.5 total threes for minus 124. And the last one, we got a dandy. Got the Bulls at the Celtics. Bulls at the Celtics. You know, usually with the Celtics, we go with Jaylen Brown. And he was, 3 of 10 from 3 the other night, so his shot ain't really there right now, even though it did hit our prop for us. But like I said, we like to take Tatum as well from time to time. Okay, and we're going to take Tatum to get 3 threes for us, and that's minus 130 odds. You know, Tatum's a much more better shooter. That's why the odds are smaller. You know, he's the better player, and we're going to go ahead and take him to get us 3 3-pointers, all right? So, yeah, we got some 3-point action tonight, all right? So let's recap. College football, UMass at UConn. We're going to take UMass plus 17. UConn's going to win, but I just don't think they're going to beat them by more than 17. All right? And then second game, Hornets at the Memphis Grizzlies in the NBA. We're going to take Ja Morant of the Grizzlies to get us 2 3-pointers. That's minus 124 odds. And then the last one, Jason Tatum of the Celtics, we're going to get him to get us 3 3-pointers. That's against the Bulls for minus 130 odds, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up if we're not already on social media. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My Instagram is at Fame_Rothstein, FAME_Rothstein. Okay? Don't forget my email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FAMERothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget, please like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the following two YouTube pages. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show. That's the show that directly, basically a video version of this, okay? Goes Saturdays and Sundays. So, yeah, we'll have videos tomorrow. And then also this channel, BCDK_OH_game. That's our sports betting game show that I really need to kind of start getting going on because we're about to start it here real soon, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, folks. Until then, it's going to be an EFP day. Every fucking pick. All right? And because you're going to be getting some money, let's make sure we involve safe betting. All right? But until tomorrow, y'all be well. Peace.